Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The life of a freelance musician has never been easy, but the recession is making things a lot harder for many performers. CD sales are down, orchestras are slashing budgets, gigs at weddings, corporate events, and rock clubs are drying up. That's what WBUR's Andrea Shea is hearing from musicians in Boston. Here is her report.
Mezzo-soprano Janae Duane is in her 30s, but she's been hitting the high notes since she was 13 years old. At age 18, she sang at the White House. She's performed at top venues such as Lincoln Center in New York and at Jordan Hall in Boston. Her opera career seemed to be right on track, Duane says, until this year.
I haven't done any singing since May.
Duane was supposed to sing with the Granite State Opera in New Hampshire this season, but that
fell through because they had to shut their doors.
Then the Mariinsky Theater in St. Petersburg, Russia, canceled her performance there because of funding issues.
It's one thing to be a musician and not be able to do it full time because you can't afford it, particularly as a singer. But it's another thing to have these little glimmers of light just sort of dash away. It's been an interesting year.
I don't know what's going to happen this coming year. I would suspect that we're going to see less work.
That's freelance French horn player Fred Aldrich.
I'm 50 years old, so I have a pretty long history of performing with many, many different organizations in town,
including the Boston Symphony, the Boston Ballet, and the Boston Lyric Opera. Aldrich says he's making ends meet, but admits he's more concerned about the less experienced players.
If people at the very top are being offered less work, they're not going to be able to turn down as much work as they have in the past, thus having a trickle-down effect all the way down.
Aldrich is on the board of directors for the Boston Musicians Association, a labor union representing more than 1,600 artists. Its vice president is percussionist John Grimes. Grimes says many classical organizations appear to be tightening their budgets by tightening their programming. Looking at the upcoming fall schedule, he's seeing more smaller pieces with less instrumentation.
That's huge in terms of fear of anticipated reductions. And yet it's all not clear yet that you'll come back to me maybe in a year and I can tell you how it played out.
Reductions are playing out in other genres too.
All right, so where do you see me?
I'm Pamela Govea. I'm the manager for Francesca Reggio and Blue Shift. Right now we're at our rehearsal space.
Govea also plays the keyboard. The band's been together for over a year. The musicians are all 25 years old, and they play at clubs around town.
Made me feel
but Govea says there are fewer bookings since the recession hit. Clubs are looking for a guaranteed crowd that will pay the cover charge.
Now they want the headlining bands drawing 40, 50 people on a Tuesday. So it's becoming increasingly difficult, I think, for emerging artists to get gigs that haven't been playing as long in the area.
So for now, Govea and her bandmates are holding on to their day jobs. Flamenco guitarist Juanito Pascual survives by doing a slew of jobs related to his music. He teaches, he tours, and he just recorded this CD for $25,000. It was tough cobbling together the funds for it, the 36-year-old says, and the freelance gigs that normally supplement his income have been fleeting. Weddings, anniversaries, corporate gigs.
You know, in 2007, for example, the number of overall performances per month was around 15, and lately this past year it's been more like 3 or 4 per month. So obviously percentage-wise that's drastic.
Cancellations are up too, according to Pascual, but like most freelance musicians, he's used to dealing with uncertainty. If one income source falls through, he says, he'll work hard to hustle up another. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Thank you.